Can you lean it forwards a little?
Their dingy bodies tower around 6 to 16 feet in height. They have balding heads, bulbous noses, and lopsided smiles, grotesque and mean. With faces only a mother could love, at least they have endearing pet names.
One of them is called Elvis. One of them is called Liberace. There's Cyril, and there's Mungo, and there's Igor.
Rob Thurtle is a member of London's Improbable Theatre Company, the group responsible for the new production of Satyagraha. Down to its puppets' whimsical names, the company brings an element of fantasy to the opera staging. Its towering puppets personify the forces Gandhi struggles with: capitalists, politicians, even the gods. At the same time, Improbable's imaginative use of materials is connected to Gandhi's life at the turn of the century. Thurtle says that designer Julian Crouch chose corrugated iron for the sets because of the material's colonial history in the shantytowns of India and South Africa.
And the other thing that's very, very basic, and which was an absolute basic tool of Gandhi spreading his message, was newspaper.
Even in ordinary affairs, we know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules.
Gandhi was a 33-year-old lawyer when he founded a newspaper in Johannesburg called Indian Opinion. In a practical sense, the paper gave Indians a place to voice grievances to their British rulers. It also served as a vehicle for Gandhi's own thoughts and struggles. In his autobiography, he claimed that Satyagraha, his philosophy of nonviolent resistance, would probably have been impossible without the paper. In Improbable's new production, this ordinary material, newspaper, does the unexpected. Large sheets roll off printing presses to create barriers between groups of people. They're also used as the backdrop for projections, like the subtitles that translate Glass's Sanskrit libretto. And the puppets themselves are made from newspaper. In the opening scene, the newspaper that litters the stage is assembled into a giant figure of the Hindu goddess Kali.
She has four arms, so there are four people on the base operating those limbs. One person, in this case me, underneath the skirt, and I use the stilts to change her direction on stage and also to move the skirt.
Thurtle didn't mind being under the skirt of Kali, the destroyer.
I know, I feel very honored. That's probably the greatest honor I've got, quite apart from performing at the Met.
Backstage, a cast of around a dozen pre-made figures are balanced on platforms and hung from pulleys waiting for their puppeteers. Getting into the puppets requires a team of people. Charlie Llewellyn Smith is being helped into her character, a politician. She stands with its enormous head balanced on top of her own.
He's just basically a big-headed guy, a very rude, arrogant politician.
Then she slides into the straps of an aluminum frame backpack on which it's built.
Right, here we go, honey.
That's okay.
Thin wooden poles come up out of the pack, creating a sturdy, flexible neck covered by muslin. Her face, hidden underneath, gives the character a distinctive Adam's apple, and her body's cloaked in its long coat. It's carefully controlled chaos back here.
Watch him, here they come, here they come.
With the lights off, it's not only difficult getting into the puppets, but also making it out of the wings.
Excuse me. I'd like to say it's perfectly fine and totally comfortable, but today I have to say it was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. It's sort of like a bit of an assault course for stilt walkers.
Thurtle has to go up a series of ramps and steps onto the sloping stage, wearing 3-foot stilts, trying not to trip over any cables. His puppet, Igor, has a face like a weasel, a conniving expression, and the head on his stooped body waggles from side to side. He gathers with the other ghastly figures in an eerie ballet, teetering out into the chalky lights.
And I was beginning to wonder why I was doing it. But then, next thing, I was on stage, so I was taken over by the spirit of performance.
For WNYC, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli.